We are joined by John Moss on WSIU Radio. John is in the midst of a 4,300-mile bike tour for the Save a Heart Foundation. And as he makes his way from Virginia to Oregon, he's making a stop in Carbondale today. And John, appreciate you stopping by. Tell us, first of all, why the Save a Heart Foundation? How did all this get started?
So I chose the Save a Heart Foundation because I wanted to do this bike tour, but I wanted to raise money for a good cause. And I work with someone whose child passed away from a congenital heart disease. My friend, he raises money and hosts events to raise awareness and money for the Save a Heart Foundation. And to me, it was just a no-brainer that, you know, this foundation is a worthy cause, and, you know, helping kids who have these developmental, you know, issues to be able to live. So that's why I chose this foundation.
How much money do you hope to raise during your bike tour?
I would like to raise at least $10 a mile. And I mean, whatever we can raise would be fantastic. $10 a mile would be fantastic. More would be amazing. You know, whatever we can bring to the hospital to help them do their job is, you know, what I want.
How can people help out with the raising of the money?
I've got a CrowdRise set up, so you can go and donate on that website, and that goes straight to the Save a Heart Fund. And I've got a Facebook that I've been posting the journey, and the Contact Us button at the top will link you to the CrowdRise, and also on every post I put a link to the CrowdRise.
What's the Facebook page name?
It's Ride for Life 2018.
Okay. So far, again, you're kind of about, what, a third or a fourth of the way through your trek at this point.
Yep.
What's the experience been like so far? Are you over 1,000 miles into it now? What have you, has anything stood out to you along the trail so far?
Well, I mean, the number one thing that stood out is all the amazing people I've met, man. I came into this having no experience with anything like this. And so I hadn't even contemplated what it was going to turn out to be. And just, it's like every day I meet people who just want to help. They just want to give me water or food or put me up somewhere or do whatever they can, donate, you know. So the people I've met is truly the most amazing part about this so far.
And an amazing part about your story, as I found out before we started taping, I know a lot of, there have been people come through this area on similar ventures like yourself, raising money, but they often have a team of people or along with them, but you are totally on your own, just you and your bike, right, as you make your way across country for the
most part. Technically, but also not technically, because every day I'm meeting people that are supporting me. So it's like,
you're just finding people along the trail that are helping you out.
You just ride and stop, and I hand out flyers everywhere I go. And it's like, I just meet people. So it's like, sure, I'm alone, but yet there's this huge team of people that I keep meeting that just keep supporting me. So I don't feel like I'm alone.
Right. That's a good thing. Tell us how, now I found out before this tour, you were not a huge bicyclist. I mean, you're not somebody who had ridden thousands and thousands of miles before this. So this is really a big venture for you.
Yeah. Like I said, 7 years ago, I bought this bike, and then I've rid it maybe 300 miles in the last 7 years. I trained for like a month, and then I broke my toe, and I kind of tweaked my back in January. So I just gave myself time to recover. So yeah, not too much training, but the road's definitely been whipping me into shape.
I can imagine. How many miles a day are you averaging?
40 to 70. Like, you know, yesterday I only did about 35 miles because I wanted to stop here and meet up with whoever I could. So, but if I have no opportunities to do what we're doing here, then I just, you know, 60 to 70 miles. But yeah.
And what date did you start this tour?
The 13th of May.
Okay. And what's the end? Do you have a projected end date at this point?
Well, I have to be back by the 14th of August to make some money to pay for my first month's rent and get ready for school and start do our training and stuff for work.
You are a student at Central Michigan Yes. University, we should mention.
Yep.
And what training are you getting prepared for?
Well, group fitness. I'm a group fitness instructor. So we do beginning of the year training. And then I also work at the rock climbing wall, and they have like leadership safari stuff that they do before school starts. So there's, yeah, okay. That type of stuff.
Let's get back to you talking about the people you've met along the trail so far and how they've been very receptive to you. Did you have any preconceived notions about how this would go before you took off?
Not at all. I mean, all I knew was just ride my bike and everybody I meet, I'm going to let them know what's going on, what I'm trying to raise awareness for, and yeah, so I had very little idea of what to expect on the road other than pedal the bike every day.
Have you had any close calls? I mean, with traffic or anything like that, in any scary situations?
I mean, there's some trucks and cars that get pretty close, uncomfortably close, but I just stare at that white line and make sure that I stay on my side and hope that they stay on theirs.
It's 4,300 miles, but it may end up being longer than that because you've taken some detours Yeah. off your main path. Is that something you plan on continuing throughout the rest of it?
Absolutely. Yeah, the mission is to raise as much awareness for the need as possible for the foundation. So, yeah, whatever, if I got a detour to be able to do interviews like this, then that's what I'm going to do the whole way.
So it's going to be about 3 months from the time
Yep.
you start until the time you ended.
Yeah.
How are you? You're about 3 weeks or so into it, I guess. How are Yep. you physically holding up?
The first week was tough. I getting used to sitting on a bike. I didn't realize day after day that it's pretty kind of painful. And then my knees were like hurting, but man, after 2 weeks I just feel strong and I feel like coming one with the bike.
Well, you come through Carbondale today on June 4th. We've gotten a bit of a break in our heat. It's not too terribly bad, but as you progress through the rest of June, July, and even into part of August, no doubt you will run into some very intense heat. Maybe you mm-hmm. already have a bit. How do you prepare for dealing with what could be some very sweltering conditions?
Hydrate or die.
You have a bottle of water with
Yeah.
you right now, I see. So that's probably a companion that you keep close at hand. Right?
Yeah. I live by this saying that they used to say on the Hotshot crew, which is pee often, pee clear. You know, and just if you stay hydrated like that and keep food in your body, you can work through heat all day. I mean, yeah, that that was something that I figured out there was if you don't stay hydrated, you get like heat exhaustion and you go down. But if you just keep chugging water, eating your electrolytes and stuff, you can just sweat all day and be able to keep going. So it really, it's not that big of a factor as long as you keep on top of being really hydrated.
Are you trying to travel through populated areas in case something were to happen? Obviously, you have a cell phone and can hopefully contact someone or someone locally if you needed help. But are you what kind of path are you trying to take through the countryside?
I'm taking the Trans-American Trail, but like I said, making detours through cities and stuff. But I mean, personally, well, see, it's like it's nicer to ride in the less populated areas because you got less traffic and less stuff like that, and it's beautiful scenery. But yeah, you got to go through some cities and some really dense areas.
Right. I see you have looks like is it a Lego piece
Yeah.
you have on a chain around your neck?
Yeah.
What's the meaning of that?
It's kind of dual thing. Some kids, I work at the rock wall and we do birthday parties and stuff, and some kids gave me this Lego and I just started wearing it, but there's this concept in my mind that is just huge in my mind, that everything is built on foundations. You can't jump from level 1 to level 10. You have to put the work in, and there's no shortcuts. Everything's built. So I don't know, when I look at this Lego, that's what it reminds me, that everything is built. You don't get to just become whatever overnight. You have to build every single day.
And along with that, when you get maybe tired or you feel like you'd like to take a break, I guess you think about the purpose of this and raising the money for the Save a Heart Foundation. How much does that keep you going and focused on what you're doing?
It definitely helps me stay focused, because it's in my mind pretty much throughout the day, and every night I think about it and just keep pushing.
Just in closing, John, what would you like people to know again about what you're doing and the purpose of it, and how they can help monetarily with donations?
I guess I just want people to know that the Mott Children's Hospital is like one of the number one centers in the nation for congenital heart disease, and congenital heart disease affects 1 in 110 babies, and that makes it the number one birth defect in our nation. So it's like something that's very prevalent, and so I just would love for everybody to realize that they're doing a great job, and it's through support that they're able to do that job to help these kids have a chance at life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is there a website that's kind of tracking your journey here that people can go to, maybe follow you along as you move on from Southern Illinois?
Yeah, I've got a Facebook set up. It's Ride for Life 2018, and I post almost every day. I try to post every day, but when I'm in areas of no Wi-Fi or anything, then I can't. But I try to keep it updated as much as possible. And every post, I have a link to the CrowdRise, which is where you can support the hospital. And then also at the top of the Facebook page, there's a contact us button that will send you to the CrowdRise as well to help support them.
All right, John Moss, it was a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for stopping in Southern Illinois on your way to Oregon and raising money for the Save a Heart Foundation. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to come and speak.